Hello, it is 7 a.m. in New York, 2 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 7 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get through any life transition. Don't be fooled. The advice, just be yourself, can turn into a disaster when you transition into a new environment. I know you've been told your whole life just to be yourself. Don't try to be someone you're not, or any other version of that, right? And I really do agree with much of that. But let's get real. There's not a single thing in life that has one answer. If you are in a transition to a new environment, whether that be a new country abroad or even a new job, do not be fooled. The advice, just be yourself, can really backfire on you. When I first moved to Switzerland around 2000, I distinctly remember hopping off the train in the Bern main station, and I was wearing this tie-dyed t-shirt that I made when I was a camp counselor and a dance teacher a few years ago, and I had these bell-bottom jeans on. I was, 22? And I put that on that morning because I wanted to travel comfortably, right? Hopped off the train, I walked down the stairs from the train platform, and I immediately saw a sea of black and dark gray jackets. And that song from Sesame Street popped into my head. One of these things is not like the other. And I thought, wow, I'm really gonna stick out here. And I wasn't really sure I wanted to do that right away, to be honest. I was there in Switzerland to get to know my then boyfriend, now husband, better, and to really try to fit in. I wanted to integrate there and make my life there. And I was pretty sure that being my flashiest self wasn't going to be the best, you know, lead strategy to really integrate, to be accepted. And this contrast between my bright colors and the sea of black jackets was really kind of a wake-up call. And for me, it was calling attention to, hey, you know, you really got to check out how they do things around here. Don't be fooled. The advice, just be yourself, can turn into a disaster when you transition into a new environment. So as I'd been there a few weeks, checking out how things are done, I started to feel comfortable. And I remember one morning, actually it was in the afternoon, my husband and I were walking from downtown up to our apartment in another area. We used to live in this neighborhood called Lingos, which is really a beautiful area of Bern. And it was cold, and I had on this red hooded sweatshirt. So long sleeves and a hood up. And we were in a hurry. So we were running up the stairs that were going up to this platform. And I thought it was hysterical. I have red hood sweatshirt on. We're running upstairs. And suddenly I go, da-dun-dun, da-dun-dun. And I put my hands up like in the victory sign. And my husband looks over at me and looks just mortified from embarrassment. And I thought, what? That's hysterical. You know, Rocky, you got it? Rocky Balboa? And he looked at me and looked around like I was calling attention in a place where I shouldn't. And I was like, boo, I just totally got judged for, I thought it was pretty funny. And I realized that what I was doing was just being, you know, footloose and fancy free with my partner. But from his perspective, it's okay to be footloose and fancy free. But maybe in that moment, it caught him off guard because it was in a public place where it called attention to us. Where maybe it's not normal to call attention to yourself in a Swiss context. So for me, that was another eye-opener. I was playing off my fun and goofy side, and he was looking through the lens of, don't make a scene, darling. Oops. New relationship, and I'm already scaring this guy off, right? And my whole goal of being in Switzerland at that time was to be with this guy, to get to know the culture and try to fit in, actually, with him and with his friends. And of course, the good news is eventually I found my way. Eventually, I figured out most of the things. But it was just an example for me of how I was learning. I was learning when and how I had to do things differently. When I had to turn the volume on down on myself. And I always tell people, it depends on which culture you live in. Really, one really simple way of talking about this is I felt like my normal volume was at 100. But that was too much right away when people didn't know me. So I had to pull down the volume to about 60. And then people were interested in listening. But if I pulled it up too much to 100, it was too much. So I had to pull back to start building the relationships. And depending where you're at, maybe you have to go from 60 to 100. It depends on the cultural context, but it's kind of an aside. My point is that when you come to a new place, you might have to do a few things differently. And maybe what you're doing isn't wrong, but maybe it's just different off in terms of the context. So for me, it was no trouble to be fun and goofy at home with my partner, but maybe not right away in public at the early stages of our relationship. And looking back, I see how I was walking along this tightrope of wanting to behave appropriately, feel accepted, and reach my goals without losing myself. Don't be fooled. The advice, just be yourself, can turn into a disaster when you're transitioning in a new environment. And this story comes to mind that a friend shared with me. She had been in Japan for years working, and she recalled the day that she was at a corporate meeting, sitting in the boardroom, and there was a Japanese firm going to meet with an outside company outside of Japan. And in walks this man in a Stetson, cowboy boots, jeans, a blazer. And he says, "Hi, I'm Dave." And he throws his business cards as if he's doing a crapshoot in Las Vegas across the boardroom table. And he says, "Call me Dave. Let's get started." And Dave, walking into the meeting, was living by the rules, just be yourself. That's how Dave shows up in Arlington, Texas. That's how Dave shows up in Tokyo. But the advice, just be yourself, was disastrous for him in this situation. Because what he did in that context, he broke all the cultural norms, lost respect, and he actually lost the business opportunity. So this advice of being yourself, just be yourself, can be dangerous when you're transitioning into a new environment. Because you being effective and appropriate really depends on the context. And it depends a ton on the culture. And taking what works for you in one context and transplanting it into another, just like Dave, can totally backfire. So this big CEO from Texas took his informal, approachable self, which sounds great, informal, approachable, if you come from a culture that values that. He took that into the context where they valued hierarchy and formality, and that was a recipe for disaster. Just be yourself in a new environment is dangerous advice, because the whole measure of whether you're living and working well in a new culture is if your interactions are effective, appropriate, and satisfactory. And I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Sunday, come on, you talk about being who you are all the time. You talk about showing up with integrity and being authentic in your work all the time. What gives? But when you are transitioning in a new environment, your number one goal is not to be yourself, but rather to understand and read the environment. You understand and read the environment so you can show up in a way that is effective, appropriate, and satisfactory for you, but also for them, right? So when you make a transition, as I said, whether it's a country or a new job, you have to be focused on your goals. Is your goal to be successful at work or to generate business? Because if it is, just like the Texan CEO, being yourself or doing things the way you do back home could backfire on you. And I know you're probably also thinking, listen, Sunday, I get it. We got to adapt to new cultures, but I don't want to lose myself. Of course not. I don't want you to do that either. Remember how I said your interactions should be effective, appropriate, and satisfactory? That includes you feeling good with yourself, you showing up with integrity and feeling happy about how you interact with other people. Right? And I think the most important thing that we need to think about here is that we aren't flat. There's not a singular true me. Instead, we're much, much more like crystals. I'm going to totally nerd out on you right now, okay? So this is based on social scientific research from Laurel Richardson in 2001 and also built on from Dr. Sarah Tracy and Dr. Angela Trethewey in 2005, who were personal mentors to me from my university days at Arizona State University. And here's what they talk about. When we look at how we see ourselves and how we work with other people and present ourselves, our self is much, much more complex, much more layered than a true self. It is much more like a crystal. And just like crystals, the more multifaceted and layered, the more beautiful. So think about it. How you are at work is different from when you're with your kids or when you're out for a night on the town with friends. How do you show up differently when you're complaining in a store about bad service and how that's different from a job interview or meeting with a new person from the community? So when we show up in any given situation, we draw on these layers of our experiences, of who we are, what we value, and what we want to communicate, right? And not every facet of ourself is shown in every situation. You know, your romantic side doesn't come across at the grocery store, or maybe it does, but you get the point. So we share facets of us in every situation, and we make choices about what we want to communicate about ourselves, and they're based on our goals and who we're interacting with. So the question isn't, I'm going to lose myself. The question is, which part of myself can I show here? So that I can be appropriate, effective in terms of reaching my goal. And then both of us walk away feeling satisfied. So when I'm in Switzerland at a work event, I present my professional self at the start. And I might say hello in a more reserved way and give people time, you know, to warm up during a training session. At the same time, when I'm at a barbecue with friends who are from my hometown, I might make jokes way faster and open myself up quickly. When I'm in Burkina, I might relate to a woman who's on the side of the street selling fruit as a mother, because that's what we have in common. And all of this is part of me. All of this is being who I am. It's just adapted to the situation. So here are some tips on how not to be fooled by the advice, just be yourself, when you transition into a new environment. The main way you can focus on getting away from the just be yourself advice is to work for what I call the authentic optimal. So the authentic optimal is the ability to reach your goal in a way that is culturally appropriate and still is in alignment with who you are. So here are some tips for you to reach that authentic optimal, to feel like you reach your goals and still in alignment with who you are. Number one, name your goal. Is your goal to get through customs, to close a business deal, or to win over the heart of someone that you just met? So naming your goal helps you be really clear on what effective means in that situation. And if you're the business guy doing business in Japan for the first time, you might want to think about the goal is more important to create a relationship with a client and get the business closed than it is to be exactly how you are back home. So the first tip in not being fooled by the advice, just be yourself, is to name your goal. What do you want out of this situation? Number two, consider the time frame. Is this a short-term, one-time interaction, or is this something long-term? Is this that moment at customs when you're trying to get through to the other side and catch your flight? Or is this with your long-term partner? So for me, with the story of Rocky Balboa and my partner, I was in it for the long haul. So I was willing to be mindful of how full on I was in the beginning and knowing that over time, this guy is going to have to put up with 100% of me because we're in it for the long haul. So if you work closely with a team for months on end, you're going to have to likely be more adaptive and tolerant of each other's styles because this is for the long term. If you have a one-time interaction, you're more willing to just adapt pretty far for that one moment because it will take less out of you in the long run. So consider the time frame is tip number two. Number three, pay attention to power. And here's what I mean by that. When we look at the client dynamic where our friend from Texas went into the Japanese boardroom, there was a client relationship there. He wanted to get the business of the Japanese client. So who had the power? The one who was going to either give or decline the business. So the level of power influences who adapts. When I'm working with a client, I'm going to adapt more than if someone is working with me and I'm buying their services. Make sense? And when you're thinking about power, if you're in an informal situation with friends, the power dynamic is much more equal. So you might say, listen, I've thought about the time frame. It's long term. I've thought about my goal. It's to connect on a real level and establish friendships. And the power dynamic is equal. So you're going to maybe show more of your facets than you would in a different situation. And I remember when I was in Switzerland and just starting to get to know my Swiss friends there that were part of my husband's circle, we had made plans after maybe 8 months to go to an AC/DC concert. I kind of feel embarrassed sharing this story, actually. Right now, we went to an AC/DC concert, and I'm going to tell you the watered-down version, to be honest, because if my friend Huka told us, he would probably give more details. But here's the watered-down version. We go to a concert, and we go to AC/DC, and I went to bed as a child listening to AC/DC. My brother actually pumped AC/DC into my bedroom as a kid. It's like, Back in Black and Thunder. So anyway, I grew up with AC/DC as a child. I go to this concert. So it was so much fun, right? And I looked at that situation, and this was a situation where my goal was to have fun. I was with people where we were equals. We were longtime friends. And I said, in that situation, in that context, I'm going to put Sunday from 60 to 100. Like, we're going to let her all out. And I was jumping around and screaming and having fun at the AC/DC concert. And honestly, 20 years later, I still hear stories about this AC/DC concert. Because in that situation, the authentic optimal for me is to say, listen, based on the context, based on a concert situation, informal, no power dynamic, long-term relationships, and my goal is for them to get to know me and for us to be friends, I said, now is okay to let it loose. So that is an example of how just being yourself really depends on these factors. What is your goal? What's the time frame? What's the power dynamic? And number four, what's the context? So when you think about context, is this informal or is it formal? What do you have to lose? What do you have to gain? And are you wanting to go from being on the outside to the inside? So to recap, four tips for you to really work on finding out what the authentic optimal is, your ability to reach your goal when you're transitioning in a new environment so that you're culturally appropriate and you're still in alignment with who you are. You're going to think about your goal, the time frame, the power dynamic, and the context. And when you get this balance right, you practice what Dr. Andrew L. Molowinski calls global dexterity, where you flex your approach, you're successful, and you don't lose yourself. Don't be fooled. The advice, just be yourself, can turn into a disaster when you transition in a new environment. And now you have these four tips to guide you when you're making your decisions. The goal, short-term or long-term, power dynamic and context. You've been listening to Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Don't be fooled. The advice, just be yourself, can turn into a disaster when you transition in a new environment. Now you have a guideline on how to avoid that. Thank you for listening. Don't miss our next episode where we will explore your fastest path to success in a new culture and what will stop you from being miserable.